the Agile brand.
Welcome to Season 6 of The Agile Brand, where we discuss marketing technology and customer experience trends, insights, and ideas with enterprise and technology platform leaders. We focus on the people, processes, data, and platforms that make brands successful, scalable, customer-focused, and sustainable. This is what makes an Agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advising Fortune 1000 brands on MarTech, marketing operations, and CX, best-selling author and speaker. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that my latest book, Priority is Action, 7 Principles for Better Strategies, Decisions, and Outcomes, is now available. In it, I give ideas and insights for leaders and teams that need to make meaningful progress on their priorities. After all, our priorities are what we do, not what we say we'd like to do. You can find Priority is Action on Amazon or learn more on my website, gregkilstrom.com. Now let's get on to the show. So we are here at Shop Talk 2024 at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, where retailers and the platforms that support them are gathered to talk about reimagining retail for the omnichannel consumer. Today we're going to talk about how brands big and small can best use generative AI to drive revenue. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Asif Bacu, co-founder and president of Persado. Asif, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here. Always happy to talk about capabilities that drive our clients to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get started with you giving a little background on yourself and your role at Persado.
Absolutely. So I'm Asif Bacu. I'm co-founder and president. My background is in speech technology. I used to work for a company called Nuance. Nuance developed speech technology capabilities, including some capabilities that went into Siri and other platforms. And then I moved from the US to the UK, met my other co-founder, his name is Alex, and we started and developed this new capability, which was at the time how to use technology to select the precise words, phrases, and potentially other concepts of language that will drive consumers to interact with the brand. This is how Persado was born. And this was slightly over 10 years ago. And since then, we got investments, grew up, became sizable for a startup at least, and very happy to be where we are.
Wonderful. Yeah, so let's dive in here. So, you know, anybody listening to the show has certainly heard us talk about generative AI. It's, you know, it's hard to escape the topic of AI these days in general, but you know, we've talked about that as well as some of its potential applications and a few of its current applications. So today we're going to talk about ways that we can use Gen AI today, and then we'll get into some future ideas a little bit later. So first, how would you characterize the current state of generative AI as far as it concerns major retailers? You know, is it at least in partly ready for like prime time, so to speak?
It's absolutely ready for prime time, but depends on how you use it. So Gen AI is a tsunami. Which creates opportunities and confusion. The entire world focuses on one aspect of Gen AI, which is how does it drive productivity? How do I create more content with less effort? This is interesting and nice, but it's not proven in terms of how it drives value for an enterprise. Now, if I am a consumer and I use Gen AI to write my email for homework, that's great, but at an enterprise level, you need to show value. That's the biggest challenge for Gen AI as people understand it. Now, it has another facet, which is it has the ability to drive growth. So a new lever for growth for companies and retailers, and this is where Persado fits in. We work with retailers that are massive in size, like Marks & Spencer and Tapestry and many others, to help them communicate with customers using Gen AI while driving their growth. So how do I get more people to interact, enjoy, and buy from the brand?
Yeah. And so you touched on this a little bit when you were introducing, but your platform, Persado, is positioned as creating emotion-informed marketing language, something not always talked about in Gen AI circles. And, you know, using this to drive customer action and ultimately sales, as you were just talking about. So can you talk about, you know, what is emotion-informed language, and you know, what are some of the insights that help inform the language models?
Very good question. So first of all, we call our platform Motivation AI. Why is that? In reality, if you think about it, when brands communicate with customers, the common denominator across all this communication is they try to motivate consumers to do something, interact with the brand, become loyal, buy more potentially, enjoy some product. Language carries certain concepts. For example, emotions. Do I tell you seize the day, or do I tell you great news to start with? Do I tell you as a narrative, buy this dress and inspire, or buy this dress and turn heads? We have codified these concepts into machine learning and generative AI in a way that allows us to understand what are these concepts in a given piece of language and how to make use of them in the next generation of language. Now, how do we know that this works or not? I'll brag a bit, but we are the only model in market today. We have our own pre-trained transformer model that is trained on customer behavior. Any other model in market is trained on, let's call it the internet, on some best practices or common denominator that are observed from content. We are different. We look at how content impacts consumers and feed that back into the model. So it's a closed loop that says, I will use language, emotions, narratives, other motivators, put them in market, get the response back, and understand, does that work or not? And if not, the model learns to change that for the next interaction.
So, you know, kind of out of the box, so to speak, you know, when we're a lot of people listening to this, you know, they've used Gen AI tools that are out there freely available, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, what's the, you touched on the emotion component, but, you know, what do they get, you know, day one, day, you know, at launch with Persado versus, you know, a name the tool that, you know, like ChatGPT, whatever.
So we have interacted with over a billion consumers worldwide and 150 million unique consumers in the US, which allows us to understand how to talk to them. Now, if you come to me as a brand, from the first day, we'll get impact. On average, our technology allows us to be or drive incremental conversions 96% of the time. And the average impact is 41% more conversions or revenues. So from day one, you get impact. Now, what happens then is because we are connected to your MarTech stack, we get responses back. And the next day, the next week, the next month, we learn how to talk to specifically your audience. But again, from day one, I guarantee there will be impact because of this unique approach to language and its concepts as part of the language generation capability.
Yeah. Well, and that really ties back to what you were saying earlier, which is there is a lot of talk about productivity and, you know, can we get things moving quicker? But at the end of the long-term investment needs to be about ROI, right?
It's about ROI, and I haven't yet seen, so we work with many customers, most of them quite large, and I haven't seen yet, for example, implementation in marketing of some productivity Gen AI that drove to the firing of half of the marketing team.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe it will, I don't know.
Right.
But the real holy grail of Gen AI is if you can combine productivity, compliance, which is brand compliance, along with legal for regulated industries, and performance. This is what Persado is about. How do I do fast? But fast is not enough. It has to be really good. Because some communication that you have out there drives the business. Your path to purchase, your cart abandonment, your sign up to loyalty, all these are critical to your business. If you don't get them right, you lost.
Yeah. So now I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what successful brands need to do or have in place to make the most of generative AI. So, you know, what would you say from, we'll start with just the culture of the company or, you know, even operational changes. But, you know, what do these brands need to have in place? And, you know, what does it look like when it's adopted successfully? You know, what's the thinking there?
So the first thing, if you want to have more than what many companies do, which is pilots over the place that are not converting to scalable transformational impact, you need to have executives involved. So whether it's a CDO or CMO, CDO, or in some companies, it's somebody who runs the business unit, they need to drive this adoption. Secondly, obviously, you need to bet on areas that are really impactful. So you can, I can go to a brand and they will say, yeah, we need some help with editorial content. Editorial content doesn't drive the business fast or directly, while some other communications do. Focus on those, get a slam dunk, and increase from there. In terms of cultural or skill set that is required, the company needs to drive a culture of experimentation and testing and data. Some people claim, they say I'm data driven, but they actually don't do anything about that. So to do something about that means that you have a set of KPI and attribution that you trust. If you trust as a company your attribution model, then it becomes much easier to connect it to ROI. So that's something that is cultural in a company primarily. Now you have on top of that the systems. Most companies have some MarTech stack capabilities. Some are better, some are not. But the most important part is executive focus along with a culture and an understanding of where money comes from and therefore how to evaluate any new program. Actually, whether it's Gen AI or not.
Yeah. Now, yeah.
If you want to apply Gen AI, of course, it's valuable because in our mind, it's a new lever for growth. So companies can say, okay, I'll improve a bit my CDP, I'll improve a bit my segmentation. These are all marginal. You have thousands of communications each month. None of them is the best it can be for a customer or you as a brand. And if you do that, then you should expect millions of dollars of incremental revenue relatively fast. Yeah. That's what you should expect.
Love that.
Done correctly.
Are there any, whether it's insights or maybe some unexpected, you know, benefits that customers have gotten, just, you know, they knew that they were going to get some incremental benefits, but, you know, anything that you've run into that
So our philosophy and approach and vision is that Gen AI should be essentially intelligence as a service. It should cut across your market stack and learn from each interaction, whether it's on social, on mobile, on web, on email. If you do that, and if you have, like us, the concepts of language to understand which emotions, narrative were used, you can then actually provide insights. So your CRM, your e-commerce platform become a machine learning engine to learn how to talk to customers. What some of our customers do with that is they take that insight and say, okay, I know that I should use this emotion and this story for Generation Z of a certain type. I will take that and work with the agency on above the line communications, which are usually quite expensive, whether it's a Super Bowl ad or out of door advertisement.
Yeah.
Because these ones are harder to get feedback loop on, but you got the feedback loop from your digital channels and you can bring them into any other communication, even if it doesn't close the loop.
Yeah, that's great. And so that's great that there's that transparency on it, right?
The transparency and the immediate view of, I'm actually learning with statistical significance how to talk to my customers, and I'm no longer shooting in the dark. In our mind, if you are creative for the sake of creative, it can be a hit or miss, it can be amazing, but you're playing with other people's money, really. With Gen AI that way, or Motivation AI, you can learn, bring it back in the form of insights, so which specific emotions you should use in a given, with a given segment on a given product, and use that whether you do a TV show or a YouTube ad or anything else.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Asif, thanks so much for joining the show. One last question before we wrap up here. You know, we're here at Shop Talk, lots of conversations going on. You know, what's one or two insights that you've gotten from being here?
It's a good question. I'm trying to.
I know, it's been a long day, right?
It's a long day, a long jet lag.
Yeah, I hear you.
Along with that, I think that, at least from our conversations, last year and last 12, 14 months, ChatGPT, many customers did those pilots. Not necessarily us, with a bunch of stuff or a bunch of capabilities. And now they actually come back and realize that they missed something. There is some confusion, and they go back to square one and say, okay, how do we really apply Gen AI in the most effective way? Now, the second thing I learned is that agencies, I mean, this is with other conversations we had over the last 3 months, are also trying to figure out their role and how to leverage it while creating differentiation. Because if you use a generic model as an agency, you're not really differentiating. Beside your own je ne sais quoi capability that an agency has, they come to us and they talk to us quite a lot about how do I bring a new lever of growth with Gen AI to differentiate in the market. So this is something that is new to us, agencies coming to us to say, help us, help our clients with something that is not just table stake.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah, I haven't talked about that yet on the show either. That's an interesting thing to explore. Well, Asif, thanks again. You know, I'd like to thank Asif Bacu, co-founder and president of Persado, for joining the show. You can learn more about Asif and Persado by following the links in the show notes.
Thanks again for listening to The Agile Brand, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkihlstrom.com. That's GregKihlstrom.com. While you're there, check out my series of best-selling Agile Brand Guides, covering a wide variety of marketing technology topics, or you can search for Greg Kihlstrom on Amazon. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
The Agile Brand.